From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed in the Turkish capital Ankara on Monday. The Russian foreign ministry confirmed Andrei Karlov died of his wounds following a shooting attack at a Russian embassy-sponsored photo exhibition. Moments ago, we spoke with Dorian Jones, a reporter for VOA in Ankara.
The latest Turkish news reports are saying that the police are still engaging with the attackers. They are believed to be more than one, and there's been a sound of gunfire. They appear to be very heavily armed. There's a lot of security nearby, so it wouldn't take long for security to be there. But I think there will be questions over the kind of protection the Russian ambassador had, given the fact of the sensitivity of the time. And it has to put this in a wider context. This comes just at a time when Turkey and Russia are rebuilding relations after last year's downing by Turkish jets of a Russian bomber operating from Syria.
The Turkish news channel NTV reported that police shot and killed the gunman. Stay with VOA for the very latest on this developing story. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is hailing the Security Council's passage of a resolution today to deploy monitors to former rebel-held Eastern Aleppo as significant. Samantha Power spoke at scores of people continued to evacuate the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege.
Getting these monitors in to Eastern Aleppo, onto the buses, at the points of egress from the besieged part of Eastern Aleppo, which is now very small but has in it tens of thousands of people still, that urgent implementation of this resolution is everything.
The resolution drafted by France and Russia calls for all parties to allow unconditional and immediate access for humanitarian aid and medical care for all those impacted across Syria. This is VOA News.